a lot of stories of scripture speak of water, Jesus as the living water. A lot of stories from scripture come to tell about Jesus down by the riverside, by the lake, out in the water. This morning, the story we hear from the Gospel of Mark tells about Jesus and his disciples out on the water in a storm. And I read to you from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. On that day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with them, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat on the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And the disciples woke him up and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And Jesus woke up, and he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. This morning, as we think about the scripture lesson for this day, I want us to first just think a little bit about music, what you just heard, how music moves us. Words, melody, sometimes a single chord. If you've ever had that experience of just hearing a chord of music. Music takes us to a quiet place, sometimes. Music moves us to prayer, sometimes. Sometimes to action. Music moves us to celebration. I was thinking about a wedding we had here a few years ago, and the final piece, the exit, the recessional, the couple wanted to play Happy. The Pharrell Williams song, Happy. Very unusual for the end of the wedding. But when I think about celebration, it kind of captured the whole moment. Music moves us. Just as these past couple weeks here in our own worship service, the passionate and powerful song shared by Marion Beckman and Jim of Holy City, the reflective bell piece by Jane Ellen and Jim on Fairest Lord Jesus, today's call on Jesus, we are moved by music. Music helps us remember things, whether it be the ABCs or the books of the Bible. Music tells a story, or perhaps I should say that a story put to music tells us more than what words do alone. Our gospel lesson this morning that you heard, Jesus and his disciples out in a boat in a storm. Well, it seems like maybe, and maybe you and I have had that experience, when you start out on some adventure, it's calm, but then a storm comes upon them. Jesus is asleep in the boat, and the disciples are so fearful, and we get that, right? The disciples are so fearful, and one of them actually says to Jesus, "Do you not care that we're perishing? Do you not care about us, Jesus?" And again, I bet each of us has at some point in our lives over some situation prayed, "Jesus, God, do you not care about my suffering?" And then Jesus, he stills the storm. He says, "Peace, be still," and the storm quiets. And it's only after he does that he says to the disciples, "Why were you afraid?" You know, tone of voice, we don't know. Why were you afraid? I don't think so. I think it's comforting and encouraging. Why were you afraid? You knew I was with you all this time. Do you still not believe that? Jesus and the storm. We know about physical weather storms, right? And this morning we pray for those communities and those places that have been and continue to be damaged by tornadoes and hurricanes and fires. We know about those kind of storms. And we also know about the different kind of storm. The kind of storm that rages in our lives for so many different reasons. This morning, our opening hymn is about that one who stands with us when the storms of life are raging, "Stand by Me." It was written by a man who knew something about storms and a lot about the one who calms them. On the screen, you'll see a picture of this man, Reverend Charles Tindley. He was referred to as the Prince of Preachers and the grandfather of gospel music. I just thought it would be really important this morning that we see this man, Reverend Tindley. Charles Tindley was born in Worcester City, Maryland in 1852. His parents, Charles and Esther Tindley. His mother died when he was 2 years old, so he was almost completely raised by his father. There's some questions about this, but it appears that although Charles was not himself a slave, he was raised in a community and worked with slaves. Hired out as a young boy to help support this small family, he worked among slaves, and so his experience as a child and adolescent was with them. And so he knew about the raging storm of slavery and racism. After the Civil War, Charles moved to Philadelphia. He became a brick carrier. Can you envision this young man carrying bricks to help build these buildings? He attended and became the unpaid janitor of the Bainbridge Street Methodist Episcopal Church. And for those of us here in this building right now, this sanctuary was built in 1868. And we were then a Methodist Episcopal Church. So while this young man was growing up in Philadelphia and being a custodian and a janitor's church there, we share a connection with this body through our connection as Methodists. Charles knew then, being a janitor and being a brick carrier, about the storms that rage with back-breaking work. Although never able to attend formal school, Charles was an educated man. I love this quote. I want to adopt it. "I made a rule to learn at least one new thing every day, a thing I did not know the day before." What a simple but profound way of approaching life. I made a rule to learn at least one new thing, a thing I didn't know the day before, each day. He learned Greek through a correspondence course with Boston University. He learned Hebrew through the synagogue in Philadelphia that was near to where he lived. Without a degree at all, he passed with flying colors the ordination exam to become an ordained pastor in the Methodist Episcopal Church. He was ordained in 1887 in the Delaware Conference. Appointed then as an itinerant preacher, a short time in all these different charges, and again, you people here, and especially you older members, might remember a day in which Methodist pastors were appointed and moved quite regularly. Usually something like 3 years was the longest that one would stay. And so Reverend Tindley was appointed to all these different churches until what? He was appointed to serve as pastor of the very church where he had been the janitor. Now, right, you know what he knew a little bit about? The storms that rage around pastoral appointments. First with all that change, and then just a short piece written up for the anniversary of that church in which he served. His return to the congregation as pastor was not universally appreciated since he had served more than 15 years as their janitor. the raging storms of hierarchy, right? About greatest and least. But it went on, for the people became won over, not just to him, but to the work of Christ in their church, because he was a powerful preacher. He was a powerful preacher, one that preached about this one who calmed storms and stood by him. Charles Tindley knew and cared about that church and also about the community. Helps us think a little bit about ministry in our day. He worked with business leaders in the community to help his parishioners find jobs. He encouraged and supported his members in starting their own businesses and buying homes. The church formed a loan association. The church formed a loan association so that members of their church could receive loans to buy homes. And they also had a feeding ministry for the hungry. For Reverend Tindley knew about storms that rage when people are unemployed and hungry. Oh, there's more. There's other storms he knew about. He took a stance in his community about things that he knew that were degrading to his people, like minstrel shows and the showing of the movie Birth of a Nation. And through it all, right? Through it all, through all these storms, Reverend Tindley continued to preach and pray and write and sing about the one he knew who would stand by him and who would calm every storm. The hymn we opened with this morning, and we'll sing the last two verses of here in a couple of moments. It's one of his most famous songs. He wrote both the words and the music, Stand By Me. He wrote almost 50 other hymns. Through it all. When the world is tossing me, we just sang that, like a ship upon the sea, the one who ruleth wind and water, stand by me. We sing about tribulation, about the host of hell, about when strength begins to fail, about when we have faults, when we have failures, when I've done the best I can and my friends still don't understand. I look around and I know that we have faced all kinds of storms. Diagnoses that we didn't think we would be able to stand up against. Conflicts in the community, in our nation, in our own families, in our lives. That we can't face it alone. And so this hymn we sing this morning is about the one who stands with us through it all, no matter what. Our heartfelt prayer is that would be our prayer. When the storms of life are raging, God, stand by me.